flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, guys, here we are, our last break of the day on this Tuesday.
You know,
Steve,
the way things are going nowadays, you know, the election, the presidency, the economy, these new tariffs, all these troops heading down to the border. They're getting rid of DEI. They're getting rid of the 64 Civil Rights Bill. You know, really, of all of the ones that's happening, you know, this Civil Rights Bill, that's crazy. So you think it'd be best to rescind the fact that you all tried to make up for all the wrongs that have been done by giving some type of civil rights? Why is it that we live in a country that can make a decision that people of color should have civil rights? What happened to your constitution that everybody has the right to the pursuit of happiness? What happened to that? But you done told us that we don't even have the right to civil rights, that you no longer have to treat us in a civil way. Get right on back to what America used to do, just stepping on folks. You know what? But what I'm not going to do for 4 years on this radio is complain. And I suggest everybody understand something. Get yourself together. If you ain't ever had an attempt to turn yourself into something, I think you better get to doing it. I'm not saying everybody got to go out and open a business. That's not what I'm saying. But I'm talking about really, really get yourself together spiritually and mentally. You have got to get yourself together spiritually and mentally. You've got to develop the right attitude to endure this next 4 years. And you need your spirituality to do it. Now, what kind of money you make, that's up to you. What decision you make about your income, that's up to you. You know, some people are trying to figure out ways and how to cut back. Other people are trying to figure out how to make more. You know, the only thing with cutting back is, now I can understand cutbacks if you started to live beyond your means. Then you got to get back down within your means so it's not so stressful. But that's normally what happens. Once you get outside of your means, you run the credit cards all the way up. You find yourself totally in debt and you're struggling to make your bills because you've got too many bills. Then, you know, cutting back might have to be a consideration for you. Or you could be of the other mindset if you're an entrepreneur. I'm going to make more money to deal with this. Because I heard somebody say to me one time, they said, hey, man, why would I give back a blessing God gave to me? I'm not cutting back nothing. I'm going to go make more money. Well, that's the entrepreneurial spirit. Everybody's not an entrepreneur. The majority of people have jobs. And there's nothing wrong with that. It's absolute. Some of the best people I've ever met in my life are just hardworking, job-holding people. There's nothing wrong with that, man. My father was that. So I've had nothing but a prime example of that. So whatever the case may be, you got to get yourself mentally prepared to deal with this. And the best way to get mentally prepared is get your spirituality together. You know, I had to get up and watch an episode of anxiety with Joel Osteen this morning because I didn't sleep well last night because I did what I tell people not to do all the time. I was worried about something I had no control over. But I'm human. And it was the last thing I was thinking about and talking about last night. So oftentimes, that's the thing that'll keep you up at night. If you go to bed on a negative subject, you probably going to have some negative thoughts. And that's what happened to me. But I had to get up this morning and cut on Joel Osteen. And I just said, I just need an answer. And you know what? Anxiety is when you're troubling and worrying yourself about something you have no control over. And those two things are normally your future or your past. And I was worried about something in the future that I have no control over. But then I had to remind, my wife told me last night on the phone, she said, Steve Harvey, take your own advice. When God closes a door, when a door is closed in your face, don't stand there beating on that door. Walk up the hallway. There are more doors. Don't you ever give nobody the power to think that because they done shut a door in your face that they got control of your destiny. They are not the author or the architect of my future. I have given that sole control to God. So I had to remind myself, Steve Harvey, you tripping. Walk up the hallway. They have no idea. They didn't make me. There is no breaking me. There's none of that. Stay on your journey. Wake up on this radio in the morning and get back in the uplift business. You know, I got an enemy out there, and they're in the teardown business. And I got to remember not to try to combat that because I'm in the uplift business. My enemy is in the tear people down business. I'm in the try to improve people business. Why would I get in the same business he in trying to combat him when clearly we play in two different leagues? And I'm not really good at quoting rap records, but I heard Jay-Z one time say something to the effect of, we in two different leagues, homie. We shooting at two different baskets. As a matter of fact, me and you, we pay two different taxes. True statement. On the wall, Steve. Do the same. Hey, y'all have a great day today. Talk to God today. He'd absolutely love you.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com. You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.